Listening Library presents Dominic by William Steig. Read for you by Peter Thomas.
Chapter 1. Dominic was a lively one, always up to something. One day, more restless than usual, he decided there wasn't enough going on in his own neighborhood to satisfy his need for adventure. He just had to get away. He owned an assortment of hats which he liked to wear, not for warmth or for shade, or to shield him from rain, but for their various effects, rakish, dashing, solemn, or martial. He packed them together with his precious piccolo, and a few other things, in a large bandana, which he tied to the end of a stick, so it could be carried easily over a shoulder. Too impatient to dash around saying goodbye to everyone, he hammered this note to his door. "Dear friends, I am leaving in rather a hurry to see more of the world, so I have no time to say goodbye to you individually. I embrace you all and sniff you with love. I don't know when I'll be back, but back I will be, Dominic." He locked the door, buried the key, and left home to seek his fortune. That is, to look for whatever it was that was going to happen to him out there in the unknown world. He took the high road going east so he could greet the sunrise as soon as it arrived, and also the nightfall. But he didn't travel in a straight line. He was forever leaving the road, coming back to it and leaving it again, investigating the source of every smell and sound, every sight that intrigued him. Nothing escaped his ardent attention. On the second day of his journey, he reached a fork.